the main area. There's about 10,000 square feet.
Thomas D., president of the Erie Canal Harbor Development Corporation, showed guests equipment below ground that maintains the ice rink. Hosting public skating will still need the help of Mother Nature, but Canalside officials are looking forward to another winter with thousands of visitors.
Our theme is always better and improved year after year, so I'm looking for more people down here. And by doing some of the programming, the stuff that we do, working with the ice skating and work with the lessons and working with the different groups, what it does, it brings more people out. So it goes back to our guiding principles of, you know, public access and then things to do.
Dee noted that attractions such as curling and ice bikes will be back this season, but the new attractions include what is known as silent disco.
You could put headphones on and you'd be the only one listening to that music, and then, you know, it's run in different ways throughout the country. So the way I've heard it described is you could have maybe four different stations on. So I could be listening to blues and you could be listening to classics, or we could all have the disco channel on and we could all be listening to it, but you don't have the loud crowd noise from outside, but everybody individually could be enjoying it.
There will also be promotional nights tying in with Buffalo Sabres home games, and this year the annual Tim Horton's Backyard Hockey Classic, which was played for many years in the suburbs, is coming downtown. Dee encourages visitors to get updated schedules of activities at canalsidebuffalo.com. He told reporters that the lighting of the holiday tree is still scheduled for Thursday, but it could be moved to Friday or Saturday if the weather makes it necessary. Michael Merziak, WBFO News.